Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that I think touches every part of business,
Yeah.
and probably your life too. Revenue growth management. You might know it as RGM,
Right.
and you've sent in some really interesting videos about it. So
Yeah.
get ready to go from RGM newbie to practically an expert in just a few minutes.
And what's really cool is that RGM isn't just some dry business theory. It's a philosophy, a way of thinking that can transform how companies operate and grow.
Okay, so less buzzword, more like a secret weapon.
Yeah.
I like it. But for those of us who aren't business school grads, what's the elevator pitch for RGM? What's in it for businesses, and what's in it for us regular folks?
Imagine a world where businesses consistently deliver products and services people actually want at prices that make sense, and they do it all while making a profit. That's the essence of RGM.
So it's about hitting that sweet spot where everyone wins.
Yeah.
Companies make money, and we get products we love at prices we can afford.
That's the idea.
Sign me up. But how does it actually work? What are the moving parts?
It's about looking at pricing, promotions, product selection, even where those products are sold,
right,
and optimizing all of that based on a deep understanding of customer behavior, market trends, and what the competition is doing.
So it's not just about slapping a price tag on something and hoping for the best.
No.
It's about being strategic, almost like a chess game.
Exactly. You have to be thinking several steps ahead, anticipating customer needs, and adapting your approach based on real-time data. And, you know, it's fascinating where this whole approach got its start, the airline industry.
Wait, airlines?
Yeah.
What do those cramped seats and overpriced snacks have to do with strategic business growth?
Think about it. Airlines were among the first to realize they could maximize revenue from a finite resource, those seats on their planes. They pioneered things like differentiated pricing, you know, those different fare classes you see when booking a flight.
So that's why booking last minute can be so expensive.
No.
They know people desperate for a flight are willing to pay a premium. Clever, but also a little sneaky.
Well, it's all about managing supply and demand. By adjusting prices based on factors like demand, time of year, and even how far in advance you book, airlines figured out how to fill those seats and maximize their profits. And the hospitality industry quickly realized this could work for them too. Hotels shifting prices based on the season or day of the week, it's all rooted in the same principle.
So optimizing for those limited resources, got it. But let's talk benefits. You mentioned this is a win-win. What's in it for us, the consumers?
When RGM is done well, it leads to better products and services for everyone. Companies use data to understand what customers want, what they're willing to pay, and how they prefer to shop. This leads to products that are more tailored to our needs, a better shopping experience, and pricing that feels fair.
Okay, so it's not just about companies squeezing every penny out of us.
Yeah.
There's a method to the madness.
Exactly. And here's a bonus. This whole field of RGM has created a surge in demand for skilled professionals. So if you're looking for a career that's both in demand and intellectually stimulating, RGM is definitely worth exploring.
That's a great point. So you're telling me I can actually make a career out of understanding how businesses can grow in a way that benefits everyone. Where do I sign up?
It's a rapidly growing field, and the skills involved are highly transferable.
Now, that's what I call a win-win-win. But we've been throwing around RGM, like everyone knows exactly what it means. One of the videos you shared mentioned something called integrated business planning, or IBP, and how it all ties in. What's the connection there?
You're right. We should probably clarify that. Think of it this way. RGM is like having a great blueprint for a house. And IBP is like having a skilled contractor who knows how to bring that blueprint to life.
So RGM sets the strategy, and IBP makes it happen.
That's a great way to put it. Traditionally, these two functions operated in separate silos,
right,
which limited their effectiveness. But the videos highlight a new approach where RGM and IBP work hand in hand, creating a more holistic and powerful strategy. They call this RGM DNA.
RGM DNA. Sounds intense. Is this where we put on our lab coats and start dissecting spreadsheets under a microscope?
Not quite, though a bit of data analysis is always involved. Basically, RGM DNA ensures that a company's growth is not only profitable, but also sustainable and strategically aligned. They break it down into three key perspectives: strategic RGM, precision RGM, and action RGM.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's break those down. What's strategic RGM all about?
Imagine you're setting sail on a voyage. Strategic RGM is like charting your course, understanding the currents, and identifying your destination. It's about understanding the market, what customers truly value, and translating that into a clear roadmap for achieving your business goals.
So the big picture thinking, the guiding principles.
Precisely. Then comes precision RGM, which is all about fine-tuning the ship for optimal performance. This is where you develop the tactical plans to actually reach those strategic objectives, optimizing everything from pricing to promotions to make sure you're getting the best possible results.
So strategic RGM sets the destination, and precision RGM figures out the best way to get there.
You've got it. And finally, we have action RGM. This is where you actually set sail, putting those meticulously crafted plans into motion. It's about execution, making sure that everything is running smoothly and that you're delivering the value you promised.
It's like having a skilled crew that knows how to navigate any storm and keep the ship sailing towards that destination we set earlier.
Exactly. And the videos emphasize that this entire journey from strategy to execution can be visualized as a climb up what they call the value frontier.
The value frontier. Okay, now you're just messing with me. Right?
No, I promise it's not as intimidating as it sounds. Picture a mountain with different base camps along the way. Each base camp on the value frontier represents a stage of RGM implementation, and the higher you climb, the greater the benefits.
So it's like leveling up your RGM game. What kind of benefits are we talking about here?
We're talking about tangible results like increased revenue, improved profitability, optimized product offerings, all the good stuff that comes from making smart, strategic decisions about your business.
And how does a company actually climb this value frontier? Do they need like special RGM climbing gear?
No special gear required, but it does take a structured approach, which they call the RGM journey. It starts with discovery, aligning your team around a shared understanding of RGM principles and goals. You need everyone on board and speaking the same language.
So no rogue departments doing their own thing.
Exactly. Then you move into the develop phase, which is about building a solid RGM foundation. This is where you identify and address what the videos call bad growth.
The bad growth? That sounds almost counterintuitive. How can growth be bad?
It's about recognizing that not all growth is created equal. Sometimes companies chase after growth in ways that are unsustainable or even harmful in the long run. Think about deep discounts that erode profit margins or focusing on customers who only care about the lowest price. It might look good on a spreadsheet in the short term, but it's not a recipe for long-term success.
So it's like eating a whole bag of chips feels good in the moment, but you regret it later.
That's a great analogy. The develop phase is about shifting from that short-term thinking to a more strategic, sustainable approach. It's about optimizing pricing, refining your product selection, and making sure those products are available through the channels your customers prefer.
It sounds like this phase is about building those good habits, setting the stage for sustainable, profitable growth.
Exactly. And once you have that solid foundation, you move into the deliver phase, where you start seeing the initial results of your RGM efforts.
But this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Absolutely. You'll typically see incremental growth as teams become more cohesive, metrics align with overall goals, and the RGM strategy starts to take shape. But the real game changer, according to the videos, is the drive phase.
Drive, that sounds intense, like putting the pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
What makes this phase so special?
This is where IBP and RGM really click, working in perfect harmony to unlock exponential growth opportunities. It's not just about incremental improvements anymore. It's about reaching a whole new level of performance.
So it's like shifting from a leisurely stroll to winning the marathon.
Exactly. During the drive phase, companies achieve what the videos call viable vision. It's about aligning your company's goals with the realities of the market, understanding those constraints we talked about earlier, market size, company policies, supply chain limitations, and using them to your advantage.
So it's not about ignoring those constraints, but about navigating them effectively and even leveraging them for growth.
You got it. It's about focusing on the right market segments, optimizing your operations for maximum efficiency, and creating those mafia offers that are so irresistible, customers practically line up to buy your products.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity with these mafia offers. What are they exactly, and how are they different from regular old discounts or promotions?
A mafia offer is more than just a discount. It's about creating an offer so perfectly aligned with the customer's needs and desires that they feel foolish for even considering the competition.
So it's about understanding your target customer so well that you can anticipate their needs and present them with an offer they simply can't refuse.
Precisely. Imagine a company like Spotify. They offer a fantastic free tier, but they limit your skips and make you listen to ads. Their mafia offer is their premium subscription, ad-free listening, unlimited skips, and offline downloads. They know music lovers will happily pay a small fee for the convenience and value it provides.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about knowing your audience so well. that you can create an offer that seems tailor-made for them. So it seems like RGM is all about making smart choices, focusing on the right customers, and delivering exceptional value. It's not about trying to be everything to everyone, right?
We're catching on quickly. It's about specialization, about choosing your battles and winning them decisively. And a key part of that is understanding where your company sits within what the videos call strategic delivery cycles.
Okay, strategic delivery cycles. This sounds intriguing. Break it down for me. What are they and why are they so important in the context of RGM?
Think of strategic delivery cycles like phases of a business's growth journey. They're closely tied to the idea of constraints.
Okay.
Those limiting factors that can hinder growth.
And you're saying those constraints can shift over time? Like a game of business whack-a-mole.
Exactly. A company might start in a supply-driven phase where the main hurdle is producing and delivering enough to meet demand. Imagine a small bakery with a killer sourdough recipe. They can't bake it fast enough.
So in that phase, it's all about scaling up production and maybe streamlining their delivery network.
Exactly. But as the bakery grows, they might move into a demand-driven phase. They can bake plenty of bread.
Okay.
But now the challenge is attracting enough customers to buy it all.
So their focus shifts from baking bread as fast as possible to getting people through the door and convincing them that their sourdough is the best in town.
Precisely. And RGM is crucial in both scenarios. Yeah. In the supply-driven phase, it's about managing that intense demand, maybe introducing limited edition loaves at a premium price, ensuring they're focusing on the most profitable products. In the demand-driven phase, it's about attracting new customers and creating those mafia offers that have people lining up before sunrise.
So RGM isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a framework that companies can adapt to overcome those specific challenges they face at different stages of their growth.
You nailed it. And the videos stress that this entire RGM journey is about achieving what they call good growth.
Right.
It's not just about growing for the sake of it, but about growing in a way that benefits everyone, the company, the customer, and even society as a whole.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just about profit. What does good growth look like in action?
Imagine a company that's not only profitable, but also minimizes its environmental impact, treats its employees fairly, and gives back to the community. That's good growth. It's about creating value for all stakeholders.
Okay, so how does a company actually achieve this good growth? What are the key ingredients?
The videos lay out a clear process map for achieving good growth. It all starts with truly understanding and meeting the needs of those customers. It seems obvious,
right?
But many companies miss this crucial first step.
It's like throwing a party and forgetting to invite the guests. You need to know who you're trying to reach and what they're looking for.
Exactly. Companies need to offer products and services that people actually value.
Right.
And they need to make sure those offerings are easily accessible through the right channels with the right pricing and promotions.
So no more confusing websites, hidden fees, or products that miss the mark.
Ideally, no. It's about removing those barriers to purchase, making it as easy and appealing as possible for people to choose your product or service. And this is where that seamless integration of RGM and IBP is so crucial.
Because if you have an amazing product but can't get it into the hands of customers who want it, what's the point?
Precisely. The videos emphasize that managing investments in the market, optimizing your supply chain for maximum efficiency, and constantly adapting to the ever-changing needs of your customers, these are all essential components of that good growth equation.
It sounds like RGM is a lot like dancing. You have to be light on your feet, adapt to your partner's moves, and always strive for that perfect harmony.
I like that analogy. It's a delicate balance of art and science, intuition, and data-driven decision-making.
And speaking of data, you mentioned earlier that technology, especially AI, will play an even more significant role in the future of RGM.
Absolutely. Imagine a world where AI analyzes massive amounts of data to predict consumer behavior with incredible accuracy. We're talking hyper-personalized pricing, targeted promotions that speak directly to your needs, and supply chains that run like well-oiled machines. AI has the potential to take RGM to a whole new level.
It sounds like we're on the cusp of a revolution in how businesses operate and grow. So to wrap things up for our listener who dove into this topic with us today, what's the key takeaway? What should they remember about RGM?
RGM is more than just a set of tactics or a buzzword. It's a philosophy, a journey, and a strategic framework that can help businesses of all sizes achieve sustainable, profitable growth while creating value for everyone involved.
It's about finding that sweet spot where doing well by doing good is not just a possibility, it's the ultimate goal. This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of RGM. For our listener, we hope you've gained some valuable insights and maybe even some inspiration for your own work.
And if you're considering a career in RGM, we encourage you to take the plunge. It's a challenging, dynamic, and ultimately rewarding field to be a part of.
Until next time, keep asking questions, stay curious, and as always, happy diving.